Recent Republican presidential debate in Tampa, Florida. This is CNN's Wolf Blitzer.
Ron Paul, so you're a doctor. You know something about this subject. Let me ask you this hypothetical question. A healthy 30-year-old young man has a good job, makes a good living, but decides, you know what? I'm not going to spend $200 or $300 a month for health insurance because I'm healthy. I don't need it. But, you know, something terrible happens. All of a sudden, he needs it. Who's going to pay for if he goes into a coma,
well,
for example? Who pays for that?
In a society that you accept welfarism and socialism, he expects the government to take care
of him.
Well,
what do you want?
But what he should do is whatever he wants to do and assume responsibility for himself. My advice to him would have a major medical policy, but not before.
But he doesn't have that. He doesn't have it, and he needs intensive care for 6 months. Who pays?
That's what freedom is all about, taking your own risk. This whole idea that you have to prepare and take care of everybody.
But, Congressman, are you saying the society should just let him die?
No. Yeah.
Governor Rick Perry was asked about his enthusiastic use of the death penalty in Texas.
Governor Perry, a question about Texas. Your state has executed 234 death row inmates, more than any other governor in modern times. Have you struggled to sleep at night with the idea that any one of those might have been innocent?
This country's land from coast to coast for centuries. I mean, their bodies are buried everywhere beneath.
That's right. It's controversial.
The Pentagon, Congress, every single foreclosed home, they're all built on grave sites and therefore are cursed.
No, that's why the economy is struggling. It's not about speculative bubbles and lax regulation. It's Indian ghosts.
It certainly explains why there are all these poor people everywhere. These ghosts have been screwing with capitalism, so it doesn't work like it should.
No, look, come on. This is ridiculous. There has to be a logical, scientific explanation for the economy's collapse.
No one can buy
it. It's probably
it.
Just America's foundation said it. That happens when a country gets to be 250 years old.
Well, efforts to break the curse are already underway on Capitol Hill. Republicans believe that the only way to placate the Indian ghosts is by blood offerings.
Come on. I mean, Indian spirits are not appeased by blood offerings. This is a political move.
You know,
Republicans want the curse to hold so that they can paint Obama as soft on poltergeist.
That's right.
No, sir, I never struggled with that at all.
The reaction from the audience prompted debate moderator Brian Williams of NBC News to follow up with a question.
What do you make of that dynamic just happened here? The mention of the execution of 234 people drew applause.
That dynamic is why challenging the death sentence to be carried out against Troy Davis by the state of Georgia on September 21st is so important. Davis has been on Georgia's death row for close to 20 years after being convicted of killing off-duty police officer Mark McPhail in Savannah. Since his conviction, 7 of the 9 non-police witnesses have recanted their testimony. Break the curse are already underway on Capitol Hill. Republicans believe that the only way to placate the Indian ghosts is by blood offerings.
Come on. I mean, Indian spirits are not appeased by blood offerings. This
well,
is a political move.
You know,
Republicans want the curse to hold so that they can paint Obama as soft on poltergeist.
That's right.
What
about that old scroll tied up with eagle feathers that Congressman Harkin's plucky junior staffers found behind that painting in the Senate chambers?
Yeah, this is it.
Witnesses would end when she started them, which was a stark contrast. Was a 30-year-old man who has a good job but who does not have health insurance. He is the clear loser of last night's debate for the stark reason that the audience at the debate wants him dead.
A healthy 30-year-old young man has a good job, makes a good living, but decides, you know what, I'm not going to spend $200 or $300 a month for health insurance. All of a sudden, he needs it. Who's going to pay for if he goes into a coma, for example?
But what he should do is whatever he wants to do and assume responsibility for himself. My advice to him would have a major medical policy, but not before.
But he doesn't have that. He doesn't have it, and he needs intensive care for 6 months. Who pays?
That's what freedom is all about, taking your own risk. This whole idea that you have to prepare and take care of everybody.
But, Congressman, are you saying the society should just let him die?
No.
Yeah. America should handle the problem of people who get sick and don't have health insurance by letting them die, says the audience, exclamation point. The state with the lowest percentage of people with health insurance in the country is Texas.
Alleging police coercion and intimidation in obtaining the testimony, there's no physical evidence linking Davis to the murder. Last March, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Davis should receive an evidentiary hearing to make his case for innocence. Several witnesses have identified one of the remaining witnesses who is not recanted, Sylvester Red Coles, as the shooter. U.S. District Judge William T. Moore Jr.
NBC News this morning asked Texas Governor Rick Perry how he felt last night when the crowd shouted out that uninsured people should be left to die.
It was like we had heard some audience members cheer when a question, I think it was posed to Ron Paul about letting someone die.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? What was your reaction?
I did, and I was a bit taken back by it myself. You know, the fact is, we're the party of life.
Reasonable in the abstract until you...
That is right.
About that old scroll, tied up with feather. Scientific explanation for the economy. It's probably just America's foundation settling.
Republicans believe that the only way to placate the Indian ghosts is by blood offering.
Come on.
Remember that before the Republican debate last night, where the audience cheered letting people die if they don't have health insurance, in the last Republican debate, the audience gave one of their heartiest, biggest cheers of the night to executions. Executions specifically in Rick Perry's Texas.
Your state has executed 234 death row inmates, more than any other governor in modern times. Have you struggled to sleep at night with the idea that any one of those might have been innocent?
In the state of Texas, if you come into our state and you kill one of our children, you kill a police officer, you're involved with another crime and you kill one of our citizens, you will face the ultimate justice in the state of Texas, and that is you will be executed.
What do you make of that? What do you make of that dynamic just happened here? The mention of the execution of 234 people drew applause.
I think Americans understand justice.
The audience was not cheering one specific execution of one specific bad person in response to one specific bad crime. They were cheering the very idea of executions, specifically the idea of lots of executions, of historically high numbers of executions. Texas is killing two more of its prisoners this week, including one that was killed already today. 31-year-old Stephen Michael Woods Jr. was killed at 6:22 p.m. local time in Huntsville tonight. That's the 235th person Rick Perry has put to death in his time as Texas governor, more than any other governor in modern U.S. history. In Texas, the only interruption to the state's full speed ahead attitude towards killing its prisoners has been the lingering scandal, the lingering question of whether Texas under Rick Perry killed an innocent man in 2004. Cameron Willingham's conviction was for deliberately setting a fire that killed his daughters in his home. But the conviction was based on very controversial, contested forensic evidence about the fire. After Cameron Willingham was killed, Texas set up a commission to look at forensic evidence in cases like his. Governor Perry was criticized for replacing the chairman of that commission in the middle of its investigation of the Cameron Willingham case. Perry's new hand-picked chairman sidelined the Willingham investigation.
Tea Party presidential debate where he tried to ambush Ron Paul by asking whether society should pay for someone in a coma who doesn't have insurance.
That's what freedom is all about, taking your own risk. This whole idea that you have to prepare and take care of everybody.
But Congressman, are you saying that society should just let him die?
No.
Yeah!
I say we personally tell that stupid coma guy to suck it in Morse code hand squeezes. Oh, they're in there. Of course, this year's stone-hearted realism is a proven crowd pleaser at GOP debates.
Governor Perry, question about Texas. Your state has executed 234 death row inmates, more than any other governor in modern times. Have you...
Woo! Woo! 234! He's the Barry Bonds of execution! Oh God, you know what? I hope Perry hasn't been juicing. I would hate for those deaths to be tainted.
WCOM Radio, don't cheer for people dying. I'm here as Furious One, doing what we can as part of the micro-powered community-based radio experience. In fact, there in the background is some mixed-up stuff from Bobolion. And I'll also be mixing in some clips about what's been happening with the death party there at the Republican debates. So if you're interested in listening, do that. If you might potentially be offended... Don't do that. For everyone else, also, you can check out WCOMFM.org or go to FuriousG.blogspot.com, where you'll find some fun stuff from my oldness, way back in the 90s, in fact, doing Michael Powered Close Your Eyes Radio. I will be trying to bring in some new music while I also bring in weird clips and stuff, including this thing that I've been playing all week from this new... guy I found, Daylon, and if you want to learn more about him, he's at Pixel Blossom. Check him out, Conscious Shift. I am going to spin him and then spin some other craziness because it just, you know, happens to be that I'm furious at the moment. Okay, that's not true. I'm always furious. Because I'm Dr. Furious, we just seem to have so many things going on in the world that can irritate us. If you're like me, you're obviously paying attention. I'm furious. I'll be back.
commitment, you have a legacy. And I'm reckless, and I'm big, and I'm America be.
Society should just let him die?
No.
Yeah! I say we personally tell that stupid coma guy to suck it in Morse code and squeeze it. Oh, they're in there.
Innocent man in 2004. Cameron Willingham's conviction was for deliberately setting a fire that killed his daughters in his home. But the conviction was based on very controversial, contested forensic evidence about the fire. After Cameron Willingham was killed, Texas set up a commission to look at forensic evidence in cases like his. Governor Perry was criticized for replacing the chairman of that commission in the middle of its investigation of the Cameron Willingham case. Perry's new hand-picked chairman sidelined the Willingham investigation. Then this week, Texas's Republican Attorney General told this same commission that it is not allowed to issue any official conclusion on the evidence in the Cameron Willingham case.
Have you...
education setting. That happens when the country gets to be 250 years.
Well, so efforts to break the curse are already underway on Capitol Hill. Republicans believe that the only way to placate the Indian ghosts is by blood offerings.
Come on. Indian spirits are not appeased by blood offerings.
But I don't think anybody would argue he should stay. But he delivers it in such a homespun, likable way. You're already halfway home before you realize, hey, that made no sense. Nah, but what the hell, I'll vote for him anyway. But of course, the real star of the night, the Tea Party itself, who, while largely off camera, was clearly Mike.
I will use an executive order to get rid of as much of Obamacare as I can on day one.
Hey, Obamacare!
Well, I was going to say, Mitch, you were doing pretty good until you got to talking poker.
Poker!
Let me ask you this hypothetical question. A healthy 30-year-old young man has a good job, but decides, you know what? I'm not going to spend $200 or $300 a month for health insurance because I'm healthy. Who's going to pay for if he goes into a coma?
That's what freedom is all about, taking your own risk. This whole idea that you have to prepare and take care of everybody.
Freedom is risky! Yay!
Are you saying the society should just let him die?
No. Well, yeah!
I don't know if everyone in the audience shouting yes heard Dr. Paul say no, but yay for uninsured patients being confused. I really hope the person who just shouted, kill the mother turned to the person next to him and went, we're still cheering for poker, right? Because otherwise I'd sound kind of like an ass. What are your impressions of what happened last night?
I really don't know what's going on with these guys. All right, John, they booed Rick Perry. I get that they're not into Romney, but Perry? The guy executed 234 people, gunned down a coyote on his morning jog. But he mentions Mexicans in college in the same sentence, and suddenly he's too soft for them?
Learn to speak teabag. Finally, learning a new language doesn't have to be hard. You can be fluent in conversational teabag in just a few short minutes. Lesson 1. Don't get distracted by the confusing words of other languages.
I think the public option and the competition it would foster would really... Socialist! Socialist!
This is a tough crowd.
But then, you know, maybe it is that the Tea Party's ideals are larger than one individual.
What ideals? I mean, the party that started out fearing death panels has become one. And it doesn't make any sense. This is Florida. Half the population's in a coma. Right? I don't think that any candidate will ever be good enough.
Well, someone will come along. That's how these types of politics go. Another Ronald Reagan who can rally...
What? Are you nuts? All right. Ronald Reagan was a Hollywood commie who raised taxes, grew government, and gave amnesty to illegal immigrants. That poor son of a bitch would get eaten alive by this crowd. All right?
No.
I will go as far as to say that no human being, living, dead, or fictional, would ever satisfy the Tea Party.
It's just not true, Al. It's not a...
You want to go? You want to go, old man? All right? Bring it.
You want me to bring it?
Bring it.
You want me to bring it?
Bring it.
Slightly younger man? All right. All right. They love the Founding Fathers, Thomas Jefferson.
That's you bringing it. The man cut up his Bible, loved the French, and had a well-documented case of jungle fever. And try again. It's true.
Okay.
Good. Very good. Lesson 2. If you're having trouble understanding the words of others or being understood yourself, use Teabag's stronger, more descriptive words.
Nazi! Nazi! Nazi!
Perfect. See? That's not so hard. Lesson 3. When speaking Teabag, it's not polite to draw attention to others' campaign contributors or industry connections. Remember, they speak Teabag just like you.
That's right.
What about that old scroll tied up with eagle feathers that Congressman Harkin's plucky junior staffers found behind that painting in the Senate chambers? Could that contain some sort of solution?
Please, the nation doesn't have time to waste on a wild goose chase with a bunch of pesky kids and that flea bag cat of theirs.
Well, the White House announced today that President Obama plans to make a peace offering to the ghost of the great Chief Wikiwama in an effort to end his plague of bad luck. He's scheduled to venture into the old mystery cave behind Monticello next week.
No, this is
a horrible idea. During the energy crisis, President Carter couldn't make it more than 20 feet into that cave. His teeth were chattering so horribly.
On the news,
he jumped into the arms of a statue of Neptune and was terrified even further when he saw its face illuminated by a flash of lightning.
Yes. Well, he had to hide underneath the carpet. I mean, it was very difficult.
Isn't it possible that this is all an elaborate hoax? Remember the savings and loan ghost of the 90s? It turns out that was old man Greenspan in a phantom mask trying to scare away day trading.
Are you kidding me? The curse is real, and I, for one, am not going to sit around and wait for the government to fix it. So that's why I journeyed up the tall mountain. I acquired this. It's a placenta from a rare white buffalo.
Wow.
We bury it in the backyard, and it cleanses it of all Indian aversion.
Oh, my God.
Spare a chunk of that for me, because I just lost a lot of money on a bad stock tip because of
My husband's company is doing really badly. If I could just have a piece of that placenta.
Can I have a little piece of that placenta? Because I want to prove to you.
Lesson 4. Instead of saying,
"Huge insurance companies have come between me and my doctor,"
to describe the current reality, just say,
"I don't want Obamunist disembowelatrons to come between me and my doctor,"
to describe a paranoid future. Now that you're fluent, try speaking teabag in everyday conversation.
Would you like fries with that?
No, Nazi, socialist, baby killer!
Teabag. Because other languages are just too hard.
Immigrant.
Come on. That's ridiculous. Here's someone who could lead the Tea Party. Optimus Prime.
He accepted the auto industry bailout.
All right. The Terminator.
A machine that took away good-paying American assassin jobs.
All right. Wow. You might be right. I mean, even Jesus fed the poor by redistributing loaves
and
fishes.
Wait, whoa. Did you just diss Jesus?
No, I was just saying from an ideological perspective that they might...
John, if there's one thing I've learned from this debate, and I quote... Boo!
How magical, everybody.
Let him die!
cheers these days in America. Take the most recent Republican presidential debate.
Should just let him die? Yeah.
No. Well, yeah.
Then there was the prior debate. Governor Rick Perry was asked about his enthusiastic use of the death penalty in Texas.
Have you struggled to sleep at night? With the idea that any one of those might have been innocent?
No, sir, I've never struggled.
The audience prompted debate moderator Brian Williams of NBC News to follow up with a question.
What do you make of that dynamic just happened here? The mention of the execution of 234 people drew applause.
Is why challenging the death sentence to be carried out against Troy Davis by the state of Georgia on September 21st is so important. Davis has been on Georgia's death row for close to 20 years after being convicted of killing off-duty police officer Mark McPhail in Savannah. Since his conviction, 7 of the 9 non-police witnesses have recanted their testimony. Alleging police coercion and intimidation in obtaining the testimony, there's no physical evidence linking Davis to the murder. Last March, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Davis should receive an evidentiary hearing to make his case for innocence. Several witnesses have identified one of the remaining witnesses who is not recanted, Sylvester Red Coles, as the shooter. U.S. District Judge William T. Moore Jr. refused on a technicality to allow the testimony of witnesses who claim that after Davis had been convicted, Coles admitted to shooting McPhail. In his August court order, Moore summarized, Mr. Davis is not innocent. One of the jurors, Brenda Forrest, disagrees. She told CNN in 2009, recalling the trial of Davis. All of the witnesses, they were able to ID him as the person who actually did it, she said. Since the 7 witnesses recanted, she now says,
if I knew then what I know now, Troy Davis would not be on this show.
Thank you. County, Georgia, December 23rd, while this Christian country was preparing for Christmas celebration, seven Negroes were lynched in 24 hours because they refused or were unable to tell the whereabouts of a colored man named Pike who killed a white man. Georgia heads the list of lynching states, she wrote. The planned execution of Troy Davis will not be at the hands of an unruly mob, but in the sterile, fluorescently lit confines of Georgia Diagnostic and Classification Prison in Butts County, near the town of Jackson.
Gentlemen, in exactly 5 days, we will be $100 billion rich.
Whatever you think about the death penalty, whatever your position is on the issue, and whatever cases like Cameron Willingham say to you about our ethics and our governance, the broader fact here is that this issue has entered the national discussion because it is an applause line. Hypothetically, if the Texas Forensics Commission were about to announce conclusive proof that Rick Perry in Texas did execute an actually innocent man, does anyone believe even that would hurt him with this year's Republican voters?
Society should just let him die?
Perhaps he really lost skills.
No!
Yeah. Your state has executed 234 death row inmates, more than any other governor in modern times. Have you...
We'll be right back. I got the greens without the seeds.
Your boy eats stones for dinner. Gentlemen! The hoes that don't roll with the winner. Niggas act like beginners. Don't matter, I'm counting teeth to the finish. Oh.
Congress today passed a landmark Social Security reform bill they estimate could save the troubled program billions by encouraging Americans to live faster and die younger. The so-called Grab Life by the Balls bill includes provisions to cut the cost of cigarettes in half, outlaws helmets, and adjusts the CDC's recommended amount of sleep from 8 hours a night to when you're dead.
The most effective way to stem our out-of-control Social Security budget is for all Americans to go out early in a blaze of glory.
The bill's long-term initiatives, like repealing all gun laws and replacing train crossing warnings with signs encouraging motorists to speed up, are expected to save Americans millions annually by gradually reducing their average lifespan by 15 to 20 years. The bill's short-term initiatives aim to immediately cut current Social Security costs in half by replacing senior citizens' monthly checks with vouchers for grain alcohol, back alley tattoos, and extreme sports.
Over a canyon. I guess I better do my part to help the deficit.
But some critics are not convinced the bill will be enough to save the program from bankruptcy.
We need a much more aggressive policy, like my proposal to require all commercial airlines to do a barrel roll while coming in for a landing.
Are you kidding me? We need to privatize. The government has no right telling me who to raw dog and what to explain.
Supporters in Congress say the cost will be offset by the so-called pussy tax on products such as sweaters, vegetables, hand soap, and flu shots.
America, would you rather die old, broke, and forgotten, or die a motherfucking legend?
The new program follows in the footsteps of the Life is a Cartoon Medicare campaign, which encourages seniors to run full speed off of cliffs and smoke sticks of dynamite. Moving on, KFC has unveiled a new line of boneless employees.
The Bureau of Consumer Protection issued a warning today about a vicious new scam that robs elderly Americans of their Social Security payments by convincing them they are dead. Carter Anderson has more with a Fraud Watch special.
Thanks, Andrea. If you're a senior, you need to be on the lookout for this latest scam. It begins with a letter claiming that the victim is dead and instructing the victim to reroute all Social Security checks to the U.S. Department for the Dead. But the letter is a fraud, and the address is actually a P.O. box set up by the scammer. Henrietta Mockery is one of the many victims bilked out of thousands of dollars.
I had been ill for a long time, and nobody had come to visit, so I thought, maybe I am dead. They asked me for all my information, or I would be buried in an unmarked grave.
After stealing their victims' checks, many scammers will pursue their victims' savings, as Henrietta's son Brian saw firsthand.
I realized that she hadn't called in a few months, so I figured I'd go check on her, see how she was. I found her stuffing her jewelry into an envelope, going on about how she was a skeleton now, and she had to make sure her body transfer went through.
It was only after Brian showed her that her breath left condensation on a mirror that Henrietta realized she was still alive. But by then, it was too late. She'd lost almost everything.
Unbelievable that there are people out there preying on seniors' weaknesses like that.
It sure is, Andrea. But these scams are hard to stop because they keep evolving.
Sure.
For instance, a woman in Flagstaff, Arizona was convinced she had been reincarnated as a cow.
Wow.
They even sent her a picture as proof and demanded that she meet them at a dairy farm with $2,500 in cash.
Having a motherfucking daiquiri is why I'm talking.
But Andrea, by far the cruelest scammers I've seen are the ones who visit their victims' homes dressed as the grim specter of death.
unbelievable.
This man stole from almost 100 seniors before the FBI finally tracked him down.
That is just terrible. Now, any last tips for our elderly viewers?
Sure, Andrea. As the Bureau of Consumer Protection warns, when someone tells you you're dead, don't believe them. When you actually die, you'll be gone forever, as if you've never even existed.
Hypothetically, if the Texas Forensics Commission were about to announce
it. Oh, you! Oh, God!
We'll be right back.
Yeah, really?
Oh, let me buy you guys.
Congressman, are you saying the society should just let him die?
You guys like
this
code? Sure. What's this? Birds! Peck, 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 peck,
Your state has executed 234 death row inmates, more than any other governor in modern times. Have you?
I like to do a hot day at Disneyland. I call it spontaneous combustion.
Oh,
It's a party. Yeah.
The bottle.
My next trick, I need a volunteer.
Okay, I'm furious. This is Micro Power Community Based Radio, WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough, where we've been spotlighting the party of death and evilness and Dr. Evil, so much more. If you like what you're hearing, stick around every Thursday around 10. Right now, it's just more Micro Power Bodacious Radio with only yours truly for a little while and maybe some other Micro Power DJs coming in. I'm going to stick around and just have some fun. If you like what you're hearing, go to wcomfm.org or furiousg.blogspot to find out more about what I'm furious about. In the meantime, be good. I'm furious.
Andrea, by far the coolest scammers I've seen are the ones who visit their victims' homes dressed as the grim specter of death.
Unbelievable.
This man stole from almost 100 seniors before the FBI finally tracked him down.
He needs intensive care for 6 months. Who pays?
That's what freedom is all about, taking your own risk. This whole idea that you have to prepare and take care of everybody.
But, Congressman, are you saying that society should just let him die?
No. I practiced medicine before we had Medicaid in the early 1960s when I got out of medical school.
Sure, Andrea. As the Bureau of Consumer Protection warns, when someone tells you you're dead, don't believe them. When you actually die, you'll be gone forever, as if you've never even existed.
All right, thank you so much, Carter, for that.
Thank you.
left, you killed everybody.
Well, the thing is, we've got some people from America for dinner tonight.
Who is he, darling?
It's a Mr. Death or something. He's come about the reaping. I don't think we need any at the moment.
Hello. Around outside, darling. Ask him in.
Darling, I don't think it's quite the moment.
Do come in. Come along in. Come and have a drink. Do. Come on.
Have a drink.
It's one of the little men from the village. Do come in, please. This is Howard Katzenberg from Philadelphia. And his wife, Debbie.
Hello there.
And these are the Portland Smythes, Jeremy and Fiona.
Good evening.
This is Mr. Death. Well, do get Mr. Death a drink, darling.
death is a reaper.
A grim reaper.
Oddly surprising in this weather.
So you're still a reaper out here, do you, Mr. Death?
I am the grim reaper.
That's about all he says. There's your drink, Mr. Death.
Do sit down. We were just talking about some of the awful problems facing the third... Would you prefer white? I'm afraid we don't have any beer.
The Stilton's awfully good.
I am not of this world. Good Lord. I am dead.
Well, isn't that extraordinary? We were just talking about death only 5 minutes ago.
Yes, we were, you know. Whether death is really the end,
as my husband Howard here feels, or whether there is, and one so hates to use words like soul or spirit, but...
What other words can one use?
Exactly.
You do not understand.
Ah, no.
Why don't you tell you something, Mr. Beck?
You don't.
Just one moment. I'd like to express on behalf of everybody here what a really unique experience this is.
Yes, yes, we're so delighted that you dropped in, Mr. Death.
I just finished, please.
Mr. Death, is there an afterlife?
Here, if you could just wait, please.
Are you sure you wouldn't like some sherry?
Angela, I'd like you to say this this time. If I could, please, really.
Be quiet.
Can I just say this at this time, please?
Silence! I have come for you.
You mean to
take you away?
Because of their denials of science, their recklessness about raising the debt ceiling, their unwillingness to separate church and state, and their apparent belief that government gets everything it tries to do wrong, except when it decides to kill people.
Governor Perry, a question about Texas. Your state has executed 234 death row inmates, more than any other governor in modern times. Have you...
Can I just say this at this point?
There is so much madness.
To take you away. That is my purpose. I am dead.
Well, that's cast rather a gloom over the evening, hasn't it?
And so many lies flying around the Republican debates that it's hard to keep track of all of them. Here's one that passes uncontested by most debate moderators and is ignored by most commentators who are busy dealing with more dramatic nuttiness in the Republican debate. required to teach their children, no matter how many police officers pull them over for drunk driving, no matter how many of their relatives and friends get jobs as prison guards, no matter how many air traffic controllers save them from dying every day, it has become a matter of religious belief for Republicans that government does not create jobs. The Republican grip on reality has been loosening every day for years now. We are moving ever closer to the point where the diagnosis of their collective dementia may have to declare them lost to reality forever. How much more lost can these people get?
Your state has executed 234 death row inmates.
Those people believe this.
America is going to be guided by some set of values. The question is going to be whose values? It's those Christian values that this country was based upon.
The good Christian, Rick Perry, will continue to be cheered by the lynch mobs in the Republican presidential debate audiences who don't seem to know that Christianity was founded on the teachings of a man who was unfairly put to death by government. Executed. Rick Perry style.
That is my purpose. I am dead.
Well, that's cast rather a gloom over the evening, hasn't it? Don't see it that way, Jeff. Let me tell you what I think we're dealing with here. A potentially positive learning experience that can...
Shut up! Shut up, you American. You always talk, you Americans. You talk and you talk and you say, let me tell you something, and I just want to say this. Well, you're dead now, so shut up.
Dead?
Dead.
All of us?
All of you.
Now look here, you barge in here quite uninvited, break glasses, and then announce...
Does not create jobs. The Republican grip on reality has been loosening every day for years now. We are moving ever closer to the point where the diagnosis of their collective dementia may have to defer them lost to reality forever. How much more lost can these people get?
The 234 death row inmates.
Those people believe this.
America is going to be guided by some set of values. The question is going to be whose values?
Yes,
quiet, Englishman, you're all so fucking pompous. None of you have got any balls.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
How can we all have died at the same time?
There's a wife, neighbor, motherhood, too fresh.
Moose.
Darling, you didn't use canned salmon, did you?
I'm most dreadfully embarrassed.
No.
Thank you.
hallucinated the whole song. It's weird. I could have sworn I was listening to it. But turned out I didn't, like, I hallucinated.